Nightmares. Eight Short Horror Stories. Written by Michael Vandervoort. Narrated by Robin Reeds. Feeding Time.
The lions weren't hungry that Monday. Not that it was any of my business. It had nothing to do with me that time. That time it was all down to Pima. Well, Pima and his father. To a lot of folks, the idea that lions could ever be not hungry seems absurd. People get raised on a diet of natural history specials and expect the lions to behave like they do on the screen, like they're going to be these wild beasts that are ravenous all of the time. Really, it ain't like that. In the wild, lions sometimes only eat twice a week, so they're used to going days without a meal. It's just that when they do eat, they have a hell of a big meal. When folks see the feeding times at the zoo, it should really only be called snack time. The lions get other regular feeds that the punters don't see before the park even opens. Plus, if I'm on shift on the right night between feeds, they get some extra top-up treats from me. I've got it so that they know me, and they come to expect it. I feed them at the proper time, too. I bring the stuff up in my old van and just carry it straight through the back entrance. People think, 'cause they see the lions chasing zebra in broad daylight on the Discovery Channel, that that's normal, but it ain't. Lions are mostly nocturnal, see? Like a lot of the critters here, they only really come alive at night. That's why when you see them in the daytime, they're mostly just lying around and scratching their balls and whatnot. It's their sleep time. In the wild, lions are like me. They prefer the night. They like to eat and hunt and whatnot at night. That's why, when I can, I like to slip them something extra at night, because it's more natural for them. And because it sends that purse-lipped idiot winch into a panic if they don't eat properly the following morning when their regular time comes up. It's always fun to watch him getting his knickers in a twist. Anyway, listen to me rattling on like I'm Diane Fossey or that Attenberg fella. I ain't no naturalist. I'm just the janitor. Winch loved saying that. Thanks, Bill, he'd say, with his snooty little nose in the air, that precious little smirk on his face. But remember, you're just the janitor. Yeah, I thought, just a janitor who sees more money and more lovely ladies than you ever will, Sonny. Not only that, but I know more about most of these animals than those stuck-up preppy kids with their zoology degrees and whatnot. You should see 'em, cocky bastards, wafting round the place like they're Dr. Doolittle. It's partly why I moved to the night shift, to get away from their preppy smiles and their clipboards. That, and the quiet. Don't get me wrong, the night shift can be hard work, especially 'cause the day shift think we only exist to fill out the corners they cut in the daytime, but it beats the hell out of being around the punters. I swear, some of them are filthier than the animals, but I learnt a lot on the night shift. A lot of it from Pima. It's probably fair to say that I liked Pima from the moment I met him. He'd been put in the job by some agency that were apparently given a hefty sum of money to the zoo in exchange for having workers they nominated given legit placements. It was dodgy as hell, but hey, it paid well and probably covered the cost of that gorilla experience nonsense the director was always banging on about. Pima and I had first met after a staff meeting. Millstone made some cock-handed attempt to introduce him as my new partner in crime and explained that he was Chinese. No sooner had the words left Millstone's sneery little mouth than Pima had stuffed them right back in again. "Not Chinese, Tibetan," he'd snapped. Millstone had looked stunned for a second. She wasn't used to being challenged, especially by a foreign worker. Those preppy types are always closet racists in my experience. She coughed and had narrowed her eyes at Pima. "Well," she smirked, checking her clipboard as if it were a crystal ball and contained all of recorded history. "Says here you're Chinese, and last I checked, Tibet was in China." Pima's face hardened. "I don't care what it says on your papers. I'm Tibetan. Don't call me Chinese again." Millstone looked from her board to me and seemed displeased by my enormous grin, which only made it get bigger. I loved it. Anyone willing to talk back to the bosses like that on day...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?